I am here now talking to Lyndon Blue and Alex Last about Goolagadda Sounds, which is a concert series of exploratory music happening at Goolagadda Heathcote. Lyndon, Alex, welcome.
Thanks. Good morning.
Hi. Thank you.
So nice to have you here. I am really interested, Lyndon, in finding out a little bit more about Goolagadda Sounds and what it's all about.
Sure. So the name of the series is very straightforward.
They are sounds.
It happens at Goolagadda. You know, keeping it simple, what it says on the packet. But obviously within that, many different things can happen and many different things do happen. And that's kind of what we want. We want it to be really diverse and open-ended. Each concert has two acts as a rule, and usually quite distinct from each other, but the thing that they all tend to have in common is this kind of spirit of exploration or experimentation, but not necessarily in the way that it might evoke like abrasive or harsh music. It can be from any genre or style. It's just something that is surprising or bringing something new to the table, especially within the local scene.
And for this particular concert, we've got Soda Light.
Yeah.
We've also got some works from Jeremy Siegel happening. How do you find the artists to be involved? How do you kind of curate a lineup?
It's different every time. There's no like set process, but you mentioned Jeremy and the other act next Friday is so Jeremy in collaboration with Naoko Uemoto and Josiah Padmanabhan, who plays in bands like Grievous Bodily Calm and Gazy and lots of others. But their collaboration is quite a new thing. It was commissioned by Tonalist and Perth Jazz Society for their Tune Noise Tune series, which is another series that's kind of encouraging this ongoing kind of experimentation and people trying new things. They're three artists coming from, I guess, a variety of like jazz and classical and indie and electronic backgrounds, making music that it's pretty hard to describe, but I guess like electronic acoustic free jazz kind of thing. Really amazing.
We don't need to get tied down to labels here.
No, we can't. We couldn't if we tried. Soda Light as well. Alex, who's right next to me. Very beautiful music. Hard to describe with mere labels. It's got to be imagery. That's really what comes to mind for me.
Alex, you work strongly in imagery and kind of building these environments within the space. How did Soda Light start as a kind of artistic practice?
I think I used to make music before that that was more abrasive. I wasn't trained formally in music. I didn't go to WAPA or anything like that. So the easiest thing to do was make a lot of noise. But then I sort of grew weary of that and realized that most of the music I enjoyed listening to was actually like more peaceful or calm, or so I was like, why am I not making the music that I listen to? So then I gravitated to trying that, and it is harder to make something that's interesting but also pleasing to the ears, I guess. But that's where it started.
How did you start integrating the visual aspects?
It's not a huge visual aspect in terms of, I mean, there's no music videos or anything like that. I think it's just that what Lyndon meant maybe was that the sounds evoke images. There's often field recordings involved in the music, so that sort of instantly kind of brings you to a place, even if you've never visited it. The field recording, the sound of the birds and the trees and stuff can evoke a place.
And I think there is a strong even if it's like not the major component, there's a strong visual aesthetic to your to Soda Light, and then there's some like interplay between that and your visual art practice, which is also going to be on display in the gallery.
Yeah, because you
so
have
I do have a visual practice, which I sort of that's under my name, normal. Birth name. So I sort of separate them.
There's so many aliases today, and I'm getting very confused.
Yeah, no, I understand. I separate them, I guess, because they are slightly different. You know, my art practice under Alex Last is it's more critical, you know, like, of things sometimes. Whereas Soda Light is, like, very utopian and just, it's just music. It's just for one purpose, and it's not, like, as conceptual, you know what I mean?
How does it feel then to have both of these things happening in the one place? You're kind of bringing these, the dark and the light sides of you together and showing them to people.
Well, yeah, I guess the because my art practice has different tangents, this the tangent that I'm that's on display at the gallery is the one that's closest to Soda Light. It's a lot of stuff about birds, basically. Bird communication, how they talk to each other, and about bringing the environment into the space. So there's some crossover there between my art practice and music practice in that sense.
Yeah. You're literally bringing the environment into the space.
That's right, yeah. So I have two rooms. So there's two shows happening concurrently. I think Lyndon will talk about the other show in a sec, but I have two small rooms in the gallery, and one of them will have the windows open. Pretty much 24/7, and it's and inviting anything that wants to come into the space. And there'll be a bit of encouragement in terms of food and water. The floor is like all hay, and there'll be branches and other things for them to clamber around on if they want. But yeah, any animal, possum, parrot, rat, probably most likely, can come in and hang out and be, in an art space for a bit.
And
you can, the adjoining room has a window like in the door, so you can look in, and there'll be a field recorder. You can listen to anything that's going on in there while watching.
So we can't go trekking through the hay.
No,
to find
it's the animal's space. Yeah,
okay.
It's their space. I think. And that's sort of the point of the show a little bit. It's just about letting the wild into our lives more, I think, is sort of one of the things I'm trying to say. But doing it practically, not just saying it, but doing it, you know, which is always important for me.
If you've just tuned in, we are talking to Alex Last of Soda Light about his new exhibition happening at Goolagat at Heathcote alongside the musical component which is happening on the opening night, Goolagadup Sounds. Lyndon, you are curating these events. You're also an integral part of Goolagadup Heathcote. What's the other exhibitions happening at the time and the other performances happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the other exhibition is a collaborative show by Jess Tan, Audrey Tan, and Seb Temple. It's called Triple Power of Plants. So there's it like already with the name, there's this kind of through line of natural, evocative, eco kind of themes. Triple Power of Plants, mysterious title. I think you'll have to just come and explore it to get a deeper sense of what that means, but it's really fascinating, beautiful show to look at. They've been pulping lots of different plant materials and paper and constructing these amazing like jigsaw cut wooden sculptures and things set into the walls, and I think it's one of these shows that really is kind of like slow and generative in the making and kind of takes shape in the gallery. And really just explores what those materials and the different colours and things can do. And it's going to be really fun.
I think what else is going to be fun is this mythical or actual bottle brush syrup that Alex is making.
Oh, yeah.
So not only, like, you are a triple hitter, Alex. You've got your music, we've got the visual arts practice, and then you're making bottle brush syrup for a special drink for people.
It's an experiment, so hopefully, I'm not promising the world, but I'm trying to make a syrup where you reduce it down from bottle brush. And I've checked, it is edible for humans and birds alike. And so I just like the idea of like a shared meal. You know, it's part of like the host-guest relationship that sort of part of my show is exploring, is that there's always a shared meal involved. So like if we can have something that everyone can enjoy, the birds and the possums and the humans, that I think that's a nice thing. So
is that just for the syrup. Opening night?
I'd like it to be available the whole time, so I might need to make a lot. But it might be a matter of putting a drop on your tongue with a little dropper or something, or on a little wafer. I'm not sure.
There will also be like wood-fired pizza if you need something a bit more substantial as well. But the bottle brush syrup, you know, yeah, something for all species.
If that drop of bottle brush syrup doesn't quite like fill you up.
Fill the corner, yeah.
It's more like a communion or whatever.
Interesting. I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole. We can. It's inviting, but no. So I am really just looking forward to this. It's happening next Friday. Entry is free. You can catch both a Sodalite and Jeremy Siegel,
Nayoko Uemoto, and Josiah Padmanabhan
performing on the night. You can also check out Alex's visual art practice in the exhibition that's happening, as well as the exhibition that's happening alongside his.
Yeah, Jess, Audrey, and Seb, The Triple Power of Plants.
It's a eco, plant-friendly, animal-friendly exhibition happening at Gulagadap Heathcote, and the opening night is next Friday. You can get your drop of bottle brush syrup and your wood-fired pizza at the same time, courtesy of Gulagadap Sounds. Maybe the wood-fired pizza is not free. I didn't mean to give the impression that the wood-fired pizza is free.
Almost everything is free.
You may have to pay for it.
I think you have to pay for pizza this time.
I'm also playing a show tomorrow for anyone that's interested at the Bird. With a few other acts. Pale Ribbons Tossed into the Dark and Slow Point. So it's going to be quite an ambient thing. It's starting at 3 and going to about 6 at the Bird for anyone that can't make goo sounds.
Or if you want to just double down on your soda light experience. Yeah.
Indeed. That sounds like a lovely way to spend a rainy Saturday afternoon.
Mm. Mm.
That's happening at the Bird tomorrow afternoon from 3. Lyndon, we're going to play some Lyndon Blue now.
Hey, cool.
This is Wet Paint Part 1. You're listening to Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1.